In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we have this great feast of Saints Simon and Jude, these great apostles. Simon was a Canaanite who was the zealot, who was zealous for the coming of the kingdom of God. And Saint Jude Thaddeus was the brother of James the Less. You may not know this about Saint James the Less, but he is one who is of the family of our Lord. Family of our Lord in a deep way. Remember, his father is Saint Cleophas, the one who our Lord visited on that afternoon of his resurrection. Cleophas and his friend, his wife, who was walking back down to his home. It was in that same home where our Lord made himself known in the breaking of the bread, where the Roman martyrology informs us that he was killed by the Jews for testifying to the faith of Christ. He was a man who had many sons who followed Christ. We have all those. We have Simon, and who was the second bishop of Jerusalem. We have others who were there of his sons who followed Christ, the son of Alphaeus. These are the sons of Alphaeus, Joseph, and also Jude. Cleophas had a very holy family, and so these ones are counted among the apostles. I'd like to make note to you of some things about St. Jude. St. Jude is an odious figure, and I'm not sure what your pastor has shared with you in the past about St. Jude, but he has a great following throughout the world, especially in Latin American countries. St. Jude is one who is turned to most often in these ages. Do you know why that is? It's because in former ages, he was not called upon. He is a great cultist now because for so many centuries, he was a scandal. Not because of anything he did. He was zealous for the faith in Christ. He testified with his very blood. He wrote one of the works of Scripture, one of those last books, those Catholic letters. You can read it over the course of maybe 5 minutes, if it even takes you that long to read through that one chapter, which is his work. But why does St. Jude happen to be one who wasn't, for the first centuries of the church, ever called upon for intercession? It may occur to some of you. That's right. It's because of Judas, the Iscariot, the dagger man, the betrayer, the one who our Lord spoke, said it would be better for him if he were never even born. So because the names are the same, that name became an odious name. The early centuries of the church, one would never take the name Judas or St. Jude as we have it in English, because you didn't want any association for yours to be with the one who our Lord said it would be better for him if he weren't even ever born. Judas the traitor was such a scandal that we even sought to write out in many ways the memory of this apostle, because nobody wished to be identified with him. So why is he invoked in these times? Do you know? It's because when somebody was going through their whole litany of the saints, when they'd go one after another, after another, after another of the saints, they'd go through all the 12 apostles. They'd hit the early martyrs. They'd go through the Blessed Virgin. They'd go through all so many saints, and nobody would hear their request. They still would not receive what it is that they were doing. And finally they said, okay, St. Jude Thaddeus, I don't even ever want to say your name because of your association with the one who betrayed Christ, but will you at least hear my petitions? And what therein happened. Miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. When they'd go to him, it was the cause of last resort. It's for this reason why St. Jude Thaddeus is known as this patron of what is impossible. Lo que es imposible. It's because after going to everybody else, you finally say, fine, St. Jude Thaddeus, intercede for me. In that court of last resort, the Lord wished to rehabilitate his name. And so in that desire to rehabilitate his name for so many centuries where he was feared to be invoked, God sought to work powerfully in him to say that nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for those who seek mercy in my name through this saint. Don't be afraid to call upon his name. For just as one Judas betrayed, another Judas testified to his life. It can be something of great courage for you and I in this as well. What our Lord speaks here within the gospel, it's John chapter 15. And what do we know about John chapter 15? If you go to the passage right before this was the favorite passage of this beautiful nun of venerable age from my former parish. She loved this passage. And if I knew I wanted to get on her good side while preaching, I would allude to this passage. because I could always bring a delight to her eyes. If I knew that I displeased her in any way because of the way in which I passionately preached the truth, I know if I said this, she'd kind of forget all those other things. What is the passage that comes just before this? It's where our Lord turns to his disciples and says, "Soy la vid. I'm the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing." So our Lord reminds his apostles that they have to remain with him, that they have to live in his very person, that they have to be connected to him, because otherwise nothing will be possible for them to do if they separate themselves from he who is the vine, they mere being branches of it. And if any fruit is to come, it's to come through staying connected to him. Only after that moment will he dare to say what he says here within the gospel, which, if I went that much further, the sister would again no longer like me as much, because this is a tough teaching, saying that the world rejects you. And don't be afraid of that. The world will hate you, because the world hated me first, before it hated you. And so no servant, again, can be greater than his master. So when you look out in the world and you say people hate you because you're doing what's right, they hate you because you're following Christ, they hate you because you refuse to engage in their evil, you refuse to share within their gossips and instead put it to an end, or if you lack the courage, you just walk away. If because you refuse to look at the things that they want to do or be involved or invested in the social media sphere in which they are, because you refuse to speak bad of those even as they curse your name, because you won't do things like that, you become odious. Even as you turn them that other cheek and they repeatedly strike you, not seeing the shame of what it is that they're doing, if they hate you, it's far worse to the Lord. Our Lord says to rejoice because you're remaining connected to him in the vine. And if you remain connected to him in the vine, then not only will you bear much fruit, but he says, without me you can do nothing. Which means what? As St. Paul brings up in Philippians, he says, with me, you can do all things through Christ who gives you his strength, which comes directly from the vine to which you remain attached. Let that be a courage to us, so that even if the world hates us, even if those within the church at large seek to hate us, spitefully use us, do they treat St. Jude the same way for centuries? And what did it take? Centuries until his name was rehabilitated, to where now he became the patron of those who had totally lost causes, impossible causes. God never turned his back on St. Jude, even when the church turned its back in many of its members on St. Jude. And so through your intercession, when you remain connected to the vine, just like St. Jude for all his life, unto eternity to present, remains connected to the vine, you too will bear much fruit. And in doing so, nothing will be impossible for those who let Christ be their strength, like our blessed St. Jude. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.